الرحيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين All praise and thanks are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our knowledge of deen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone today? I hope all of you are doing good. Yes, alhamdulillah. Great, alhamdulillah. Good. And I know some of you, alhamdulillah, I'm good as well. Alhamdulillah. And we are meeting. This is going to be our last class, right? And we are hoping and we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us chances like this so that we can connect and then we can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yes, yes, Tuba, I'm going to miss you as well. I'm going to miss everyone. I'm going to miss the class as well. I know today we are here with mixed feelings, right? So instead of saying that I'm going to be missing or I'm going to be sad, we need to say alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Because we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with more opportunities like this, right? So yes, this is the last session of this class and I want all of you to make dua so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us chance for summer course inshallah, okay? Since there are going to be summer classes as well, so we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us more and more chances like this so that we can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can earn the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our sole intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Okay, so moving on, today's session is very exciting and I hope all of you are going to get a lot from this, and inshallah, we are going to be having a short activity as well, just like you have seen the previous slide where we had showed you about the material. So you need a simple paper, if you have a cardboard paper, if you have a colorful paper and color pencils, just make those things available, okay? Or you can ask your parents, you can ask your siblings to make those things available for you. And you can focus because we are moving towards our very, very important session. Okay? While you guys are getting ready, I'm also asking you to write your full name and write the word present in front of your name so that I know who is with me in this class, inshallah. So let's get started with our Quran time. And remember, when we are reciting the Quran, we need to be focused and we need to listen very carefully. Okay, so we need to be ready. We need to show our full concentration and big, big listening ears. Okay, so we want to show that we have big listening ears and we are going to be getting started by saying ta'awud. Okay, so let's say it together. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Okay. I seek refuge with Allah from Shaytan, the cursed one. Again, those of you who have missed, I want all of you to say it again. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Shaytan, the cursed one, the Shaytan who puts evil thoughts into my head. So I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me against Shaytan. So moving to our next step, that is tasmiya. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have his mercy on us so that we can accomplish what we have planned for this class, inshallah. And so we can learn the knowledge of his book, inshallah. So let's say tasmiyah one more time. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Surah Al-Qadr, a beautiful surah that was revealed in Mecca, and the nights that we are going through these days, we are searching for Al-Qadr, we are searching for Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of victory, the night full of blessings. So this surah reminds us how important it is to worship during these nights. So you might have started worshiping, or your parents might, you have observed your parents worshiping during these nights. So these nights are very important because we are searching for Laylatul Qadr. And the events of this night change the course of humanity forever. This surah specifically reminds us to seek forgiveness on this night and to seek blessings on this night. So this is a peaceful night, a beautiful night. It has very peace in it and it is better than a thousand months. So inshallah, we are going to be looking at word-to-word translation and running translation as well. So let's get started. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. إنا surely أنزلناه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed it في in ليلة, the night of القدر, decree. Surely or verily, we have revealed it, meaning the Quran, in the night of القدر. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And مَا, what, أَدْرَاكَ will make you know. مَا, what, لَيْلَةُ, the night of Al-Qadr, decree. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is. So the importance of night of Al-Qadr or Laylatul Qadr is enormous. It is better than the thousand months, as we learn from the next verse, which is verse number 3. ليلة القدر خير من 1000 شهر. ليلة, the night of, القدر, decree, خير, is better, من, than, 1000, a, شهر, 1000 months. The night of القدر is better than 1000 months. Meaning, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of Al-Qadr is better than worshipping Him 1000 months. That is around 83 years or more. Subhanallah, a person who is worshipping more than 83 years and a person who is worshipping only one night is going to be equal. Right? Subhanallah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the revelation of the Quran in this beautiful month, right? And on this blessed night, what else happens? Today we are going to be learning from verse number 4 and verse number 5 of Surah Al-Qadr. So I want you to be focused. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. تنزل, descend, الملائكة, the angels, و, and, الروح, the ruh, or the spirit, فيها, in it, بإذن, with the permission, Rabbihim, their Rabb, men, for kulli, every affair. Remember, we learned about the angels, that angels do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to do. So in this verse, we are learning that the angels, and specifically the ruh, we are talking about Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that the angels and Jibreel alayhi salam descend in this night by Allah's permission concerning every matter. That on this blessed night, angels and ruh come down to the earth with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word ruh refers to angel Jibreel. And angel Jibreel, along with other angels, comes down on the earth with the blessings and with the mercy of Allah so that people get inspired and devote themselves for Allah and devote their lives for Allah and make them righteous. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of this night. So I want all of you to be focused for the last verse that we are going to be learning from this surah, that is Salamun hiya hatta maqla'il fajr. Salamun, peace, hiya, it is, hatta, until maqla', rising, al-fajr, of the dawn. Salamun hiya hatta maqla'il fajr. And all this night, all the Laylatul Qadr, the night of Laylatul Qadr, has peace in it. There is peace and goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His believing slaves until the rising of the dawn. So when we realize that the night is so blessed, we devote more time for prayers and we devote more time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is peace in this night until dawn. This peace lasts until dawn. Subhanallah. So the word salamun, it's very interesting. It means peace. And the word Islam, the religion Islam, it also means peace. Meaning that a person who enters Islam, a person who is a Muslim, is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, the word Muslim is also derived. Muslimin, Muslimun. So So the one who submits to Allah has peace in their heart. Subhanallah, right? So alhamdulillah, when we say that we are Muslims, meaning we have peace in our hearts, right? Meaning we have that tranquility, we have that peace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us by obeying His commands. Subhanallah. So not only the word salamun has peace, but also the word Muslim has peace in it. And salamun, especially when we are talking about Laylatul Qadr, this night is filled with peace. This beautiful night is filled with peace until the rising of the dawn. Subhanallah. And I expect that you are trying your best along with your friends to search for this night. Just like we said, that we should not miss the opportunity of receiving blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Because as we have learned, that praying in this night is going to be equal to 1,000 months. Subhanallah. 1,000 months. Can you imagine? Such a long, long time period. Beautiful. So striving, or maybe we can say that working hard on one night is going to give us equal to hasana that a person has done in 1,000 months. Isn't that wonderful? That is amazing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So these beautiful days, last 10 nights have started, and we are commanded by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to search for these days in last 10 nights, and more specifically in the odd nights. So I assume that most of you have spent your time in worshipping. If not, then try your best to worship on 23rd, 25th, 27th and 29th night of Laylatul Qadr, of Ramadan, inshallah. And remember to recite Suratul Qadr as well as its translation, and understand and absorb the meaning of this beautiful surah, inshallah. Okay, so now I'm going to be asking you to raise your hand, and I'm going to be lowering your hand this time. So please raise your hand so that I can give you mic and you can recite the first ayah and then translation, and the second person would go for the second ayah and translation, and moving on like that, okay? So let's see who else is with us. Okay, starting from... okay, let's start from Sudeem. Go ahead, Sudeem, verse number one.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Surely we have revealed it, this Quran, in the night of al-Qadr.
Okay, Sudeem, can you recite the verse again for me?
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. We have...
Very good. Jazakallahu khairan kathira. Subhanallah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Naba, verse number two.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. And what will make you know what the night of decree.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan kathira. Rida, verse number three. Yes, Rida? Last year, Rida, where are you?
Yes, ma'am, I am telling.
Okay, go ahead.
Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alf shahr. The night of decree is better than 1,000 months.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khayran. Okay, Minha, verse number four, my dear.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. The angels on the trail decided and at by Allah's permission.
Concealing
every affair.
Yes. So the angels and Ruh, specifically we are talking about Jibreel alayhi salam, that angels come down and Jibreel alayhi salam comes down on the earth, and they have all the concerns about every affair, that what is going to happen next year and what is going to be happening with the people's lives and what is going to be happening in their decree, in their fate. So all those decisions are made on this night. So this beautiful verse informs us about it. Okay, so let's say about who is with us and we can move on to the last verse. Jasmine, last verse.
Salamun hiya hatta ya matla'al la'ul fajr.
Jasmine, can you say one more time?
Salamun hiya hatta ya matla'al fajr.
Okay, can you repeat after me, please?
Salamun
hiya hatta
ya hatta
مطلع الفجر
مساء لا إلى فجر.
Translation.
Peace it is until rising of the dawn.
Yes, there is peace in this night and goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the rising of the dawn. Yes, very good, mashallah. Okay, so I'm going to be giving one more chance and let's start the surah from the beginning. Okay, Abdul Wahab, verse number one. Let's go ahead, Abdul Wahab.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Surely we have revealed it in the night of decree.
Okay, very good, mashallah. Let's see, Hiba. Hiba, verse 2, please.
Vama an adraka ma laylatul qadr. And what will make you know what the night of al-qadr is?
Yes, very good. MashaAllah. Umayma, verse number 3.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ.
And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr decree is?
Okay, that's the verse number 2. Okay, Jazakallah khairan kathira. Let's move on to verse number 3. Let's see who's going to say the verse number 3. Muhammad Hamza. Yes, Muhammad.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
The night of Al-Qadr decree is better than a thousand months. I.e. not worshipping Allah in that night is better than worshipping him a thousand months. I.e. 83 years and 4 months.
Jazakallah khairan kathira. Beautiful, beautiful. So worshipping in this night is better than worshipping thousand months. Subhanallah. Okay, so Rauda, verse number 4, please. Yes, Rauda.
نزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم كل أمر.
The angels and the ruh descend in it by Allah's permission concerning every affair.
Okay, very good. Very good, Jazakallah Khairan. So if you find it difficult to say the word descend, you can write comes down on the earth. Okay, that might make it more easier for you. Okay, but the exact translation is descend. You can also say comes down on the earth to make it easy and understandable for you. Okay, Jazakallah Khairan Kathira. Imran, last verse, please. Yes, Brother Imran, can you hear my voice? I have unmuted you. No? Okay. Okay, let's see. Hadia, last verse.
Okay. Salamun hiya matla al fajr. There is peace until the rising of dawn.
Okay, Hadi, can you say it again? Because you missed one word from the ayah.
Salamun hiya hatta matla al fajr.
Very good.
Peace until the rising of dawn.
Yes, there is peace in this night until the rising of the dawn. Jazakumullah khair kaseera, barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your knowledge, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. And inshallah, we are moving towards the dua session. There are lots and lots of exciting things in our session today, so stay tight, and I want all of you to be active participants today, inshallah. Okay, so there is going to be your teacher, teacher Fatima, for Ramadan reminder. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear kids, how are you all? I hope so everyone is fine, mashallah. Enjoying Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Lots of blessings in this beautiful month. In Ramadan reminder, we have covered so many things. We have learned that Ramadan is the month of blessings, month of mercy. We have also learned that Ramadan is the month of fasting, the month of Quran, giving charity. And today, inshallah, we will learn what we can do at the end of Ramadan. What is coming after Ramadan? What comes after Ramadan is the beautiful day of celebration, which is called as Eid. Alhamdulillah, today is our last session of Ramadan Reminder. Everything started and there comes the end day, but the journey never stops. So I know today you are having mixed feelings, a little bit sad, a little bit happy, that alhamdulillah we have completed our task and we have completed our target. But at the same time, we are a little bit sad because we will miss those classes. Same like that. When we are having Ramadan, we are happy. And when it's come to end, we get a little bit sad. And we are also happy about the Eid, which is coming right after the day at the end of Ramadan. On the next day, there is a new moon, which is called as the moon of Shaban. And there is an announcement. We used to hear that tomorrow will be the Eid. So Eid is the celebration day we celebrate at the end of Ramadan when we sign the new crescent moon, which is the moon of Shawwal. So it means that Ramadan is all over. It comes to an end. A month usually takes almost 30 days to complete, or maybe it can be 29 days. Sometimes there are 30 days, or sometimes there are 29 days. But before Eid, there is one more special thing we must have to do is a charity. One of the charity we are doing in the whole month of Ramadan, but there is a special charity we have to do right before the Eid. We can say the night before Eid, it is called as Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr or Fitrana in our language, we used to say it is a charity given to the poor and the needy people at the end of Ramadan. Now, why we have to give this charity? So that they can have enough food or they can have enough money for the preparation on Eid day. so that they can have enough food to celebrate on the Eid day. You know, on the Eid day, we are making lots of dishes, we are having fun, we are celebrating. So we must have to think about those poor people who do not have enough money. So we can give the food stuff, we can give the rice, we can give the dates, meat, and so on, anything that is good in your home, money, or maybe the food stuff, according to your choice, the thing you like the most, you can give to the poor ones. Now, who will give this money? Your father can give on your behalf, on all the members' behalf. We will give this money to the poor Muslims so that make sure they have enough food to celebrate on this Eid. Especially this Eid, as nowadays so many people have left their jobs, they have not enough food even at the city and iftar. So we must have to take care of them and give them as much as we can so that they can also have a part in our celebration, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, when the Sadqatul Fitr is done, you get the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what comes next? Next comes is that Eid. Let's go towards our Eid. Eid is celebrated at the end of Ramadan when we sight the new crescent moon of the month of Shawwal. New crescent moon, the new moon is called as crescent, month of Shawwal, coming right after Ramadan. You know the 12 months? Ramadan, and then comes after Shawwal. When we see the moon of the Shawwal, we understood that alhamdulillah, Ramadan is over and we will celebrate the Eid. Now, what we can do on the Eid? So many sunnahs we can learn from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's discuss all the one by one. First important thing is to take a ghusl. We are taking shower now. It's summer. We are all taking shower, I know. But especially keeping in mind, having a niyyah that today is the Eid day, so I will take a shower. So inshallah, you will get more rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first important thing is to take a shower, which is called as ghusl. The second thing is wearing beautiful clothes, new clothes. Maybe this time you will be unable to go into the market and buying stuff according to your choice. That's okay. Okay, be cooperative with your mom and dad. Wear according to the availability. Don't ask for so many clothes because nowadays markets are closed and we are staying at home. So be kindful and be helpful with your mom and dad. Okay, so inshallah we will wear the nice and good clothes. If they are new one, then it's okay. If not, then it's also okay. The third thing is to do the Eid prayer, which is very important and very special. Before, I know we all used to go to the masjid, but nowadays we will not be able to go. So what we will do, we will pray our namaz, our salah at home, okay, with all our family members, just like we are doing the tarawih. The fourth thing is to say the takbirat. I love to say the takbirat on the Eid day loudly and loudly with the family members, with the friends, with the siblings. How we can say it? I will say, you can do it with me, okay? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd. And then again and again and again. I love to singing this. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, we will say lots of takbirat. After that, what we can do is to eat the dates. Better to eat the dates before offering the prayer, okay? When you take the ghusl, when you take a shower, right after wearing the new clothes, you can take a little bit of dates according to the odd numbers, like 1 or maybe 3 or maybe 5 or maybe 7, because our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat the dates in odd numbers, okay? Now, the last thing is, I know we will be a little bit sad because we're unable to go to the other homes of the relatives. We are unable to meet everyone. We are unable to go outside. So how we can greet each other? How we can hug each other? How we can say the Eid Mubarak to each other? We can give the virtual hugs. Alhamdulillah, we are having the internet. the biggest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can avail this opportunity but given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will do the virtual hajj. We will make a video call, or we can make an audio call to our family members, to all our relatives, to all our friends, so that we can greet each other. Now, this week's activity for all of you is to make a beautiful Eid card for your family, okay? Make it beautiful as much as you can. Make it beautiful as like you, all of you, and then share it into the WhatsApp group. Alhamdulillah, you have done so well all the Ramadan. You have learned lots of good manners. You have worked so hard. And though those people who are working hard in the month of Ramadan, the Eid is a reward for them. If, for example, there is a child who is not working hard all the Ramadan, he's not showing his good manners, he's not behaving, he's not helping, he's not trying to do the fasting, he is not cooperative at all, Eid is not for him. But Eid is for those who are working hard, who are learning Quran, who are fasting, who are doing their prayers, just like you. So Alhamdulillah, Eid will be for all of you. Alhamdulillah, when the Ramadan will be over, when the Eid will be over, what we will do next? What we can do next? Can you think about it? We will be behave same like we were behaving in Ramadan, or we will be change our personality. What is the best choice? The best choice is to continue all the good deeds and habits you developed in Ramadan. What kind of good deeds? How we can continue that? Make dua, okay? Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you so that you can fight with the shaitan, you can fight with the whispers of shaitan, you can show yourself the best Muslim, you can be brave and be brave and be brave day by day, again and again. The best habits were the reading Quran, praying 5 times a day, giving charity to the poor ones, helping others, showing patience, sacrifice, mercy, and many more. And all the good deeds you felt, you are helping your mama, you are showing kindness to your mama and your baba, you are very kind to your siblings, you are making lots of du'as, you are also searching for the Laylatul Qadr in the beautiful night, all the good deeds, as much as you can, okay? Don't forget to practice them even after Ramadan, because why we have to do it? To get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with all of us, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all immensely. If we are behaving on one time, and if we are behaving not on the other time, we will not be the good Muslim. You know, our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also taught us that the deeds are good only those who are performed on the daily basis, on the regular basis. Not only sometimes we are doing good and sometimes we are doing very bad. Sometimes we are very nice and on the other hand we are very evil. No, we should have only one personality, inside nice, outside nice. Heart is clean, mind is clean. And therefore, if our heart and mind both are clean, our habits will be definitely clean. So inshallah, we will be keep on practicing all those good deeds right after Ramadan. If just in case we feel that we are unable to do, make a dua right after that. Alhamdulillah, we have learned so many duas in this beautiful class. So keep on making them. So inshallah, we will do more practice. It was a beautiful journey with all of you, my dear ones. I enjoyed a lot and I love you a lot, all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just wanted to give one advice to all of you. Listen it carefully, that never ever leave this Quran. Never ever leave your prayers and never ever leave this Quran. I just wanted to give you an example, okay? Did you ever feel that you are having a very nice teacher in the form of Sister Sajida, mashallah? You are learning Quran, she's your Quran teacher and you're learning the Quran from her. Whenever she is teaching, I also felt that mashallah, these kids are so blessed that having a very nice teacher, alhamdulillah, I have learned lots from her. I'm just giving an example. So what is the thing that makes her special? Did you ever think? I was thinking, and what I found, that this is the Quran that makes her special. If we are having the special teachers, it's the barakah of Quran. These are the people who are holding the Quran, who are teaching us Quran. So if we want to become special, just like our teachers, if we want to become more special day by day, so there's a key success is only Quran, okay? So hold this Quran, never ever, even a word on the daily basis, you can learn, do learn it, okay? After your prayer, before your prayer, anytime you get a chance, maybe sometimes your mom forget about it, maybe sometimes your baba forget about it, you are the one who have to remind them that, oh, I forget to read my Quran, oh, I forget my prayer. So be the good one, be the best one. Ramadan is special just because of the Quran. Ramadan is special, Quran is special, and if we will hold, just like Alhamdulillah, I have given you the example of your beautiful teacher, Sister Sajida, we will all be special. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all special with this Quran, with this Islam, with this deen. Ameen, summa ameen. It's the biggest blessing and you're all the blessed one. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera, my dear ones. Take care of you all. I will miss you and lots of prayer for all of you. Barakallahu feekum. I'm leaving the mic for Sister Sajida. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala please with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us immensely and make you all the best of Gajaya for your parents. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khair wa aslan jazaz. Sister Fatima, so beautiful reminders. So such a beautiful advice, and alhamdulillah, we are so blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many beautiful people and so many learned people so that we can learn from, right? So my wonderful students, I want all of you to remember in your du'as, your teacher Fatima, me, and all Nurul Quran admins who had put their immense efforts day and night in making this program happen, and above all, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And inshallah, you will see that what that thankfulness is going to bring in your life, how immense it's going to affect your daily life routine, inshallah. So I was so excited when I learned about Eid, yes, inshallah. Eid is not very far. Days are passing very quickly, and inshallah there is going to be a day where you're going to be remembering, oh, my teacher told me to make an Eid card. Let's make an Eid card and share it with everyone, right? With your friends, with your families, and all the friends that you have online as well. Okay, so before moving on to an knowledge that is going to be Know Your Religion quiz, I want all of you to remember the knowledge that you have learned from Know Your Religion sessions, okay? Before we get started on that, I want all of you to, I'm going to be enabling your chat, I want all of you to type quickly that what surahs, the translation that you learned from these classes. Do you remember any of those surahs? I hope you remember, okay? So I want all of you to write down whatever surah that you remember that you have done with the translation in these classes. Yes, very good. Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, yes, Surah Al-Lahab, Surah Al-Qadr, yes, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Surah Al-Kafirun, yes, MashaAllah, very good, Alhamdulillah. So all these surahs, please keep on remembering the translation. Do not, please do not forget the translation. Okay, what happens? Sometimes we try to learn something and it goes into our short memory. And when we do not revise that, it just vanishes from our short memory. It deletes from our short memory. It gets deleted from our short memory. But if we keep on revising it, it gets into our long memory, it gets into our long-term memory, and we, inshallah, remember that through our life. And if you get old, inshallah, you will remember, oh, okay, I learned the translation, and this is how these words mean. And whenever you recite those surahs in your salah, it's going to be really, really helpful for you to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, are you guys ready for your religion quiz? Know Your Religion quiz. Are you guys ready? Show me a thumbs up in your cameras. If you have your cameras on, show me a thumbs up that you're ready. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Very good. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Good job. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to able and disable the chat. And when I ask the question, I would ask one person, I would give mic to one person at a time, and at the same time I'm going to be disabling the chat so that the person give me the answer, and I'm going to be enabling the chat once the person has given the answer so that I can give all of you a chance to write the answer for the question. Do you guys get it? Ready? Okay. We learned about our Creator. We learned about our Rabb. Okay. So who is our Rabb? Question number one, who is our Rabb? Noor, can you answer? Who is our Rabb?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan kathira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Subhanallah. Beautiful. Okay, I want all of you to write down in the chat some of the names of Allah. Because I know all of you know the names of Allah, and we also learned in our classes that there are other names besides Allah that we know our Creator. Very good. Al-Latif, Rahman, Malik, Al-Hamid, Al-Rahim. Very good. Al-Awwal. Yes. Al-Qadr, Al-Rahman, Al-Wahhab, Al-Quddus, Al-Khaliq, Al-Ghafur, Al-Rahim, Al-Hakim, Al-Razzaq, Al-Nur, Al-Wudud. MashaAllah, you guys know a lot. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan kathiran. Beautiful. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 and more names. So we need to learn those names. Okay, so I want all of you to let me know, type 3 if you know Asma'ul Husna. 99 names of Allah, if you have memorized it or you like to, type 3. Yes, mashallah, very good. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, it looks like most of you know. Okay, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. There are a few who say that they don't know, and that's okay. You know what, you still have enough time. You are going to be, inshallah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these nights. So it is a beautiful time where you can memorize the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua by using those names, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves people who use his names and ask from him. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Okay, would it be enough to believe only in few prophets? For example, if I say, I only believe in Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and I don't believe in Adam alayhi salam, I don't believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam, do you think would it be fair enough? Do you think does a believer do that? Muhammad Raid, can you help me with that?
Assalamu alaikum.
No,
a person should not believe in only some prophets and not others. He should believe in all 124,000 prophets. Even if
very good. Very good, mashallah. Very good. Jazakallah khairan kathira. Beautiful. Yes. Jazakallah khairan kathira for making it clear that we should believe in all the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to guide the human beings. Right? So what was the job of these prophets? They were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the humanity. Such a wonderful job they did. So we should not make pick and choose. We should not say, okay, I believe in this, I believe in that. That does not complete our iman. So we should be believing in all the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. Right? Just like Christians, they believe in Prophet Isa alayhi salam, but they do not believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what did they do? They picked and chose. So they believe in few prophets, but they do not believe in most of the prophets. Whereas we as Muslims, we have the complete religion, which is Islam, and we believe in all of the prophets, inshallah. Okay, let's see. Question number 3. Name the books that Allah Almighty sent before the Quran. I'm going to enable the chat this time. So please write down the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent before the Quran. Yes, very good. There is Torah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, Injil. Yes, mashallah. You guys are writing, okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Zubur. Yes, beautiful. Yes, Injil, Torah, Zubur. Very good, mashallah. These are the beautiful books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent before the revelation of the Quran. And Quran is the last book, meaning it is the seal of all the books. It is the last book sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My next question that, can you tell me which prophet got Quran? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to whom? Who was the prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to? Yes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Quran to. Very good, mashallah. You guys are so smart. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, excellent job. Okay, can you tell me, is there any other prophet who is going to come after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last prophet? Yes, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last prophet. Yes, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet and he was given the last book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is going to be on those people who believe in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who follow according to the guidance of Quran, inshallah. Okay, my next question. Are you guys ready for the next question? Ready, steady? Okay. Can you tell me what is a guideline to live an Islamic life? What is a guideline to live an Islamic life? Yusra, are you ready to answer that? Okay.
Quran.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khayran kathira. Beautiful, Yusra. So Quran is a guideline to live an Islamic life. Beautiful. Okay, alhamdulillah. Black discusses human beings. Can you tell me who discusses human beings? Who discusses human beings? Or what discusses human beings? Just a clue, it's a name of a book. What discusses human beings? Okay, let's see who knows the answer. Murtaza? Okay, Murtaza, go ahead. I'll try to unmute you. Okay. Yes, Murtaza? I cannot hear you, Murtaza. Okay. I don't know what's happening with your mic, Murtaza. Okay, let's give someone else some Jawad. I don't know. Yes, Jawad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Quran?
Yes, very good. So Quran discusses human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, fihi dhikrukum, that means that this book has our mention. So remember, imagine if someone mentions your name and mentions about you in a book, and you would be so amazed. So this beautiful book mentions about you, how to live a life, how to live a personal and a social life. This is a beautiful guideline in our life, right? So moving on to our next question is, what is Islam? Okay, an easy peasy question if you know the answer, okay? What is Islam? Muhammad Ali.
It's a religion that guides you to the right path.
Very good, alhamdulillah. So Islam is a beautiful religion. It is a religion of peace. And the word Islam is an Arabic word. It means to obey Allah and to follow His commands, right? It is the religion of peace. Remember we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. And how can we go on a straight path? We can go on a straight path by following the religion Islam. Okay? Are you guys ready for the next question now? I'm going to mute. I'm going to just disable your chat so that you can focus. Okay. My next question is, what is the trick of Shaytan? Okay. What is the trick of Shaytan? Rayan. Rayan Khan. Can you tell me what is the trick of Shaytan?
Shaytan makes us, he makes us do naughty stuff, bad stuff.
Very good. Yes. Yes. Shaytan makes us to do naughty stuff, or Shaytan makes us to do some evil activities or bad things, or there might be some bad thoughts or bad deeds a person might do due to Shaytan, due to the whisper of Shaytan. Who can tell me that how can we save ourselves from the whisper of Shaytan? Remember, we learned from a surah that how are we going to be saved from the whisper of Shaytan, Muhammad Musa?
When we say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, the Shaitan will go out of the go out of our hearts.
That's right, but we are going to, I'm talking about a specific surah. Do you remember?
Surah Nas and Surah Falaq.
Very good, very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. I want you to give a big, big pat on your back. This is a beautiful reminder. When we talk about the tricks of Shaytan, we need to remember, in order to remind ourselves, it's not only the ta'awud, we need also we need to say, Qul a'udhu bi falaq, Qul a'udhu bi nas, that is ma'udhasain, and we already learned those surahs with the translation. Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the evil whisperings of the shaytan. Alhamdulillah. So, are you guys ready for the next question now? Excited for the next question? Okay. So sit tight, and I want you to be ready for the next question. And here is our next question. Allah Almighty promises a reward for the believers that no eye has seen it. Do you know what that reward is? Okay, if you know what this reward is, then be ready. I can pick someone. Okay, let's pick Fuzail. Fuzail Khan, can you tell me what is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised and no eye has seen it?
Ma'am, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Jannah.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Very good. Beautiful. That is Jannah. That is Jannah. Okay? And when we were talking about, if you remember, when we were talking about Jannah, we talked about the best level of Jannah. Do you remember? Anyone can tell me. Who is going to tell me that which is the best level of Jannah? Okay, let me pick Amal this time. Amal, do you know what is the best level of Jannah, or what should the what is the Jannah that we should specifically ask for?
The topmost level.
Do you know the name? Okay. Jazakallah khairan kathira, Amal. Okay, let's see Zainab Hussain. Do you know what is the best level that we need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Amal, go ahead.
Jannah Firdaus.
Very good. Jazakallah khairan. Excellent job. Jannatul Firdaus. Very good, mashallah. Very good, mashallah. Okay, Murtaza, can you answer my question about, do you know that there are going to be rivers in Jannah? Can you remember what type of rivers there are going to be? I hope your mic is going to, yes, it works now. Go ahead. Go ahead, Murtaza. The rivers of Jannah. I don't know what happened. I tried to unmute it and it got muted again. Okay. Abdul, do you know what rivers are going to be in Jannah? Yes?
They're going to be...
Mm-hmm. River of honey.
River of honey and anything.
Okay.
Anything you like.
Yes, all your wishes are going to be coming true, but what we learned from our hadith. Yes, please, can you help me? What rivers are going to be in Jannah?
There is a honey river.
Yes.
Milk river. Mm-hmm. And a water river. And mm-hmm. there's a river called a Gautam.
Beautiful. Yes, there's going to be delicious drink and a river of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is whiter than milk. This is known as Al-Kawthar. Beautiful. Jazakumullah and Kathira for remembering all the information that was shared with you. And I want all of you to keep on revising and sharing the information, whatever you have learned from this class, these classes. Beautiful. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira for such a beautiful participation. And inshallah, we are moving towards our next session. I want to congratulate all of you to being active participants. Okay, so let's move on to our next session. That's also going to be a review of whatever you have learned about manners. Okay, so be ready for that. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته How is everyone today? It's our last session. Can you believe it? This program has gone by so fast. So inshallah, in this session, we will be reviewing all the manners that we have learned about. The manners that are really, really important for any Muslim. So first off, can anyone name the manners that we learned about in this class? What manners did we learn about in this class? Muntaha, can you name some?
Thank you, sorry, thank you, sorry, again.
Those are polite words that we can use. Muhammad Ar-Eid, can you name some of the manners we learned about?
Assalamu alaikum. Here are some of the manners that we learned. Generosity, patience, cleanliness, honesty.
You're missing two?
Yeah.
I'll help you. So, we learned about...
Gratitude.
Yes, gratitude. So, we learned about respect, honesty, cleanliness, patience, gratitude, and generosity. So, let's review what we learned. So, first we learned about respect. And respect is when we say good things about who a person is and how he or she acts, and then we treat them politely. So like Munta has said, we use those respectful words like thank you, please, jazakallah khair, when we are treating other people. And then we talked about honesty. And honesty is when you speak truthfully and you act truthfully. So you don't lie, and if you do something bad, you tell the truth. After that comes cleanliness. And cleanliness is really, really important. Because the Prophet said that half of our faith is cleanliness. And cleanliness is the state of being clean. So we keep ourselves clean, We take a bath, we take a shower, we brush our teeth, we brush our hair. And it also means keeping a space around us. So our room clean. Maybe keeping the environment clean, so our backyard clean, and not wet. So we can also do wudu to keep clean. After that comes patience. And patience is also really important. So it's able to be calm and not get angry when something is taking a long time or if someone is trying to make you angry, annoy you, you don't get angry. You just stay calm and you wait. So maybe you're waiting in a line and the line is taking a long time. Instead of yelling and being mad that, oh, why is this line so long? You just stand there calmly and wait for your turn. And after that, you have gratitude. And gratitude is when you are thankful. You are thankful for everything that you have. And we can practice gratitude, especially in Ramadan, because we get to feel the hunger of poor people when they don't get food. So when we finally get to eat in Iftar, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us food. We should feel blessed for everything you have, and you should display it in your routine and how you act. So instead of saying, oh, why don't I have this game? Oh, why don't I have this? You should be thankful that you at least have what you have. Because there are people in the world who don't have what you have. And then finally, we learned about generosity. And how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a very, very generous person. And he would always give people if what they needed. And generosity means sharing with others and the poor. So maybe you have some extra clothes. And instead of keeping them in your closet for a long, long time, you give them to people who don't have clothes. Or you can also be generous by giving zakah or sadaqah to help the poor and needy. So inshallah, we should all make it our goal to practice these manners and be good Muslims. So to be great Muslims, we should make these manners our goal. So we should make it our goal to be honest, to be patient, to be generous, to be grateful, to be clean, and to be patient. And if we do all these, we will become amazing Muslims. So can everyone follow these manners? Can everyone make it their goal? Inshallah, we can all make it our goal. So I hope all of you practice these manners. And I had an amazing class with all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairan kathira wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Such a beautiful review of what we have learned so far, mashallah. And all of the students who are in our class, so you can see your beautiful names on the screen, meaning you are awesome. You are wonderful. Okay, so we can say Zainab is respectful, Najam is respectful, Rayan Ahsan is respectful, Fuzail is respectful, Rayan Khan is respectful. We can say Rania is honest, Yusuf is honest, Adia is honest, and Murtaza is honest, and Asma is honest. We can say Minha is honest, Uzma is honest, Zainab is honest, Maryam is honest, and Hamna is honest. We can say Rida is patient, and we can say Muhammad Musab is patient. We can say Zuhair is patient, Sumayya is patient, Sudaim is patient. Ismail is
the one who says thanks, and Ashaz is thankful, Alishba is thankful, Abdul Wahab is thankful, and Aisha Safa is thankful. We can say Samia is the one who is generous, Mahad is generous, Abdul Malik is generous, Zainab is generous, and Muhammad Raib is generous. We can say Musra is honest, Hiba is honest, Umayma is honest, Muttaqi is honest, Khadija is honest, Muhammad Ibrahim is honest. SubhanAllah, we have lots and lots of students. We have Muhammad Saad who is generous. We have Aira who is respectful. We have Noor who is respectful. We have Muhammad Ali who is respectful. We have Umayza who is patient. And we have Umayma who is thankful. We have Maryam who is thankful. We have Bushra who is thankful. And we have Rohan who is generous. And we have Maaz who is generous. Beautiful. And we have Jawad who is respectful, Junaira is respectful, Ali Sheikh is respectful, Sana Fatma is respectful, and Yusra is respectful. Meaning all of you, Hania including Alia, Mawahid, Mustafa, Amaya, Janjua, like all of you are respectful, honest, clean, patient, gratitude, generous, and awesome Muslims. So I want all of you to say it to yourself that I am generous, I am respectful, I am honest, I am patient, I am the one who practices thankfulness. And Zoha, did I miss your name? I'm sorry, okay, Zoha. So we can say Zoha is respectful, Zoha is patient, Zoha is generous. Alhamdulillah. So if you think I did not write your name here, you can write it down on your chat. I can call your name and I can say Simra is honest, and I can say all of your names, and I want all of you to practice saying these beautiful manners to yourself, that I am this, and I am awesome, and I am a best Muslim who practices all the beautiful, beautiful manners of Islam. Okay, Rafia, Alina, and Yunus, and Jasmine, Alhamdulillah, and Noor. SubhanAllah, these are a beautiful, beautiful little Muslims who are going to be Muhammad Dawar. And these are beautiful students who are going to be practicing all these beautiful manners. And I want all of you to be ready for the activity. This is going to be a quick activity. And inshallah, you are going to be enjoying this activity. Since this is the last activity, we thought we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving this opportunity to us, right? And just a reminder, the students that I had mentioned, these were the students who had done their homework, and they have been sending their homework promptly in the WhatsApp group. So if you might have missed one or two classes, if you might have missed one or two of your homework, then I might have missed your name. But if you were prompt, if you were the regular student, and if you were the one who have been handing in on time, then I have taken your name. Okay, so let's move on to our activity. This is going to be a thankful card making activity. So grab your papers, grab your color pencils. Oh, okay, before moving on, these are beautiful works of the students. These were some of the late submissions I thought I would share it with you. I have a Pillar for Islam by Najm. Hadia Zahid has submitted her Salah Tracker, and Zainab Hussain and Muhammad Raid, I Got Fixed Your Names. Hadia Zahid has made her beautiful I Love Islam, and I have Mawahid Salah Tracker, I have Muhammad Saad Salah Tracker, and Pillar of Islam by Muhammad Sultan and Arshin and Farzan. So these are some of the beautiful works, and I had already showed some of the works of yours that you have sent in my previous class. Okay? So before delay, because we have very few minutes left, I want you to get started with your activity. That's going to be a thank you activity. We are going to be coloring our cards. So let's move on to the next slide. I want you to grab your paper. Okay, it can be a colorful paper, it can be a card stock. Good, very good. All of you are ready. Good job. Okay, so once you're ready, I want you to write with your markers or with your color pencils, whatever you have handy. I want you to write, thank you Allah at the top. Okay, good job Zainab. I love your colors. Zainab, I love your colors. Good job. Yes, it's up to you. Whatever color you choose, write down, thank you Allah. Okay? Thank you Allah. Great, alhamdulillah. Good, very good, mashallah. So once you have finished writing, thank you Allah. Yes, good job. Good job, and yes, beautiful. I like your heart, Zainab. Mashallah. Good job, okay. Okay, good job, Muhammad Raid. Nice writing, okay. So once you have finished writing that, I want you to write, thank you, Mama Baba, or thank you, Mother, Father, or thank you, parents. Okay? Good job. Muzaina, do you have a pink paper that you're working on? Okay, nice idea. I can see some of you who are working with the colorful papers. Beautiful. Okay, so if you have colorful papers, why not? Yes, good job, Muzaina. So once you have finished writing thank you Allah, you can write thank you Mama, Baba, you can thank you Mom, you can write thank you Mom, Dad, or you can write thank you parents, because your parents are the one who decided to enroll you in this course. Yes, beautiful. Very good, Zainab Hussain. I like the idea. Good job. Good job. Alhamdulillah. Good job, Muhammad Raid. Good job. So you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when we thank Him, when we say Alhamdulillah for all the blessings. And this was also one of the blessings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we got our time and we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us for this opportunity, for this class, that we spent this 1 hour and 15 minutes in remembering Allah, in learning Alhamdulillah. Good job, Alina. I can see you working on your craft book. Muhammad Ali, good job. Good job, Ruhan. Beautiful work. Rayan Khan, good job. MashaAllah, good job. Okay, I can see Jasmine, Musfira, beautiful. Safa Fatima, beautiful yellow paper. Okay, Tuba, beautiful. Good job, Bushra Ali. Good job, Heba. MashaAllah. Lots of you are active. Okay, so once you're done, I want you to draw a flower. Okay, you can draw a flower on the right side or on the left side. It's up to you. This is just an idea that you can draw a flower. It can be of any shape. If you want to have four petals, you can have a four-petal flower. You can have six-petal flower, or you can have five petals. It's up to you. And whatever color you like. Oh, good job, Noor. I like that you are showing me your pink color. Good job. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Good job, Alina. Alhamdulillah, Muhammad Musawa. I like your flower drawing. Okay. Okay. So we are going to be decorating, right? So if you have glitter glue at your home, if you have anything, a beautiful stickers, you can stick on stickers on it. The purpose of this is to make it beautiful so that when you are presenting, it looks nice. Good job, Muhammad Raid. I really like your drawing. Alhamdulillah. Good job, Muhammad Ali. Good job. Okay. So once you have finished one flower, you can make another flower. Okay. I have pink flower and a blue flower. Good job, Zainab. Good job. Alhamdulillah. Oh, Zainab, so nice of you. You have written thank you to Nur al-Quran teacher. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So this is for the whole team. We are very few who are speaking to you, and there is a big team that is working behind the scenes that is making this program successful, and we are able to deliver this to you guys. So there are many people who are working with the WhatsApp group, sending you the emails, sending you the reminders, and setting up all the website and making the recordings available for you. So there are many people who are working for this, subhanAllah. Okay, so let's get back to our thank you card. So you can have flowers on it, you can have a star on it, okay? If you think that making a star an easy task, you can do that. You can make draw a star as well. Beautiful. Okay, I can see many of you working. Good job. Yes, good job, Muzaina. Good job, Anam. Good job, Sudeim. Good job, Naba. Oh, mashallah, I can see Hadra working too. SubhanAllah. Okay. Afshin, mashallah. Very good, Umayma. Alhamdulillah. I can see you guys working hard. Alhamdulillah. I can see Minha working. I can see Musfira working. Beautiful Musfira. Very good. Okay, mashallah. Jasmine, I feel like she is working very hard. Muhammad Ibrahim, can I see you work too? Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, alhamdulillah. So once you have finished making a star, you can make some little hearts on it to show your love to your parents, to show your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you really, really loved that how much this class has taught you. Okay, so you can show by making it, by decorating it. SubhanAllah. Very good, Jasmine. Alhamdulillah. I really like your colors combination. That is awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Okay. Looks like you guys are so much into this work. Zainab, beautiful. I like it. I like it. Okay. Ruhan, mashallah. Afshin, beautiful work going on. Zainab Rana, beautiful work, mashallah. Jawad, can I see your work, Jawad? Umayma, beautiful. Oh, mashallah, Jawad. Do you have blue paper? Oh, beautiful. Good job. Good job. Okay. Good job. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Sudeim. Looks like Sudeim has a colorful paper as well. Oh, very nice. Beautiful. Beautiful coloring. Noor, beautiful work, mashallah. Good job. Okay. Yusra, Hadia, Muhammad Hamza, mashallah. Beautiful. Very good. Very good. I like your creations. How beautiful you guys are in your drawings. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So do you want me to move on or should I wait? Okay. Let me give you a few seconds and then I can move on so that I can tell you how to make it a card. Okay. So if you have a cardstock, if you have a thick paper at your home, you can use that as well. And you can use colorful papers as well. Beautiful Muhammad Raif. Beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So once you have finished drawing, you can fold the paper like you can see on the screen. You can fold the paper, okay, and you can decorate it from the outside as well. You can decorate it with beautiful stickers. You can decorate it with beautiful markers, however you like. And you can present that to your parents, right? Or you can just leave it where they can see. And this is going to be a nice gesture from you. Very good, Zainab. Very good. This is going to be a nice gesture from you so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you more and more chances like this. I like your idea, Rayan Khan. That's amazing. That's amazing. You made it threefold. You made it trifold card. Beautiful. Beautiful. So you can decorate it however you like. That's an amazing work that I really, really like, that how you guys are so much into it. And while you're making this, yes, Alhamdulillah, Raid, I was about to say that. While you're making this, you can also say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Okay, is there any student who wants to share any feelings that they would like to share with their classmates or they would like to share with me? I'm going to be lowering your hands. I know we are above our time, but since it is the last day, we can have some more time. Okay, Rayan, do you want to share? I see your hand raised. Okay. Yes, Rayan.
I really enjoyed this course. It was, alhamdulillah, very nice. Jazakallah to all teachers.
Jazana wa yakum. Beautiful, beautiful sharing. Jazakallah khair kathira. And I really love that you were part of this course, Muhammad Rayan Khan. Rayan Khan. Jazakallah khair kathira. Yes, Muhammad Raid.
Assalamu alaikum. I also really love the class. I love the activities and I love how I learned so much. And I love everyone's cooperation and Jazakallah khair for your cooperation.
Jazana wa yakum, Jazana wa yakum. Beautiful, beautiful. And I really love, Muhammad Reid, that you were part of this course. Yes, Yusra?
Assalamu alaikum, teacher. I really love the course because you gave me a lot of information about Islam, and I can also teach my little sister. And I also want to share with you my Eid card.
Oh, beautiful. Jazakallah khair kathira. I really love this and I really accept this for not only me, but for the whole team who is working behind this and for all our teachers who have taught about Islam to us and then we were able to deliver that information to you. Barakallah fiki, my dear. Barakallah. Okay, let's see who else has raised their hand. Yes, Noor.
I like this course because it makes me learn a lot about Islam, and I can tell my sister now, so she can know a lot more about Islam, and I really like this course.
Oh, mashallah, mashallah. Jazakallah khair kathira for sharing that, and jazakallah for sharing the information with your sister. That's a very, very nice gesture. Alhamdulillah. Yes, Muhammad.
I learned a lot about this course from first. I learned a lot about Islam in this course. Ma'am, is this the last class?
Yes, my dear, this is the last class and inshallah we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more chance and possibly in summer. So in summer we might get a chance to have a course like this. So remember us in your prayers and also keep in touch. So whenever a course is announced, you can get enrolled in it. Okay? Inshallah. Jazakallah khair for your beautiful sharing. I'm going to miss all of you. Zoha, do you want to share? I can see your hand raised. Okay, Zoha, go ahead.
I love this class and I learned a lot.
Okay, mashallah, mashallah, jazakumullah khair kathira. Is there anyone else who is, because I can see lots of hands being raised. So I'm going to be lowering your hands. If you want to share, then I'm going to be allowing you. If not, okay, Rania, go ahead.
I really enjoy this course because I learned a lot from it and a lot of information I didn't know. But I have one question. I don't know how to send my work on the WhatsApp group because I'm not in it. I cannot hear you. But I am not in the WhatsApp.
Sorry, my mic was not working. Okay, so yes, Rania, go ahead, please.
Yes, I really like this course because I learned a lot of information I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have one question.
Yes.
I don't know how to send my work. I'm not in the WhatsApp group. Can you add me?
Okay, Rania, so you once I finish this, you're going to be seeing a kids course at nuruslaminstitute.com email, so you can email your
okay.
Okay, so since this is too late to send it on a WhatsApp group, so you can just email there, okay?
Okay.
Jazakumullah khairan kathira. Jazakumullah khairan kathira for all of your work. And my wonderful students, I know all of you are so eager to share. Let me take one more sharing. Zuhair.
Assalamu alaikum, miss. I really enjoyed the class and it was really good. All the teachers, thanks to you and hopefully all of you can go to Jannah.
Okay, mashallah, jazakallah khairan kathira for all your du'as, for all your du'as. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be making the du'a for all of you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for all of you to learn more and more. And I really, really appreciate your cooperation. So if you want, you can send your reflections, you can send your feedback on email, or you can send your feedback or reflection on WhatsApp group as well. Okay, I'm going to be, inshallah, ending this session. So please practice, practicing Muslim, and please practice whatever you have learned and be great Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, and let me make a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for all of us to go through this beautiful journey. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all generous, all kareem, accept all our prayers and efforts of our team and make you sadaqah jariyah for your family, for your teachers. And may Allah al-Hadi guide us to which pleases Him. And may Allah, the opener, al-Fattah, opens the doors of knowledge and understanding of our hearts and our loved ones as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that we have a successful life, not only in this world, but hereafter as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, because what we do in this life defines our akhirah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us in this world that is, which is good, and in hereafter, which is good, and protect us from the punishment of hellfire. So, jazakumullah khairan kathira. I'm going to be making dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. May Allah accept all this from us. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon. Hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Raziquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, Allah is the one who loves the Muhsinin. He is the Creator, He is the Sustainer, and He is the one who has power over all. Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars, praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin.